foolish to you. Rose shitty bed there, slow burn. While we have a second, let's fire up the gremlin. We're going to burn down Hackle Barney Road all the way to the Roland Green Farm. Placed into the dead Kennedy. It's time to look at today in history, isn't it? This May 10th, is that possible? 2023. It's also Clean Up Your Room Day, many Glisters. You gotta do it. Well, let's see what happened on this day in history. 1969, the Turtles and the Temps played the White House upon the request of Trisha Nixon. But it seemed like singer Mark Volman fell off the stage five times during 1975. Sony introduces the Betamax video cassette recorder. May 10th, 1986. Look at this. Rock Me Amadeus by Falco hit number one on the UK pop chart. The same day, remember this? Tommy Lee, drummer of Motley Crue, marries Heather Locklear. Didn't last. 1891. It's so weird this was a headline. Oakland A's Jose Canseco is seen leaving Madonna's apartment. 2013, One World Trade Center becomes the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere. You should see it from over here at the radio station. You really see the scale of it and how big it is. Well, finally, May 10th, 1893, the Supreme Court rules that a tomato is a vegetable and not a fruit. Of course, scientifically, it's a fruit.
The meat of the tomato.
I don't like tomatoes, and I don't think they like me. I wouldn't say I hate them, and they're not my enemy. We do our best to coexist by staying far apart. I don't like tomatoes, they always make me far too unhappy.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. In New York City, in Rockland County, 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Weather-wise, wow, beautiful. Sunny, high of 75 today. Calm westerly winds. A mostly clear, low of 53 tonight. Thursday, sunny, 80. Friday, sunny, 83 degrees. How about that? Gravesend, Brooklyn, 57 and sun right now. Sloatsburg, 52 and fun. Jersey City, cloud-free, 57 wonderful degrees. Jeremy, thanks for being my AP this morning. You are the giffer. Ergophobic Irwin on the news end of things with production assistance by Jeremiah Venture McGee. George did Surf, Turf, and Stars. Irene, the PSA. RB, the weather. Ken Friedman is the executive producer of Wake and Bake. His show is next. Station manager Ken. Stick around for him, okay? Until tomorrow, everybody, take care. And always remember...
In this life, though I've tried, night and day will pass away. It'll pass away. But love will always be. The night and day will pass away.
together, spread love, reap the glory. Come together, spread love, reap the glory.
Come together, spread love, reap the glory. Come together, spread love, reap the glory. Come together, spread love, reap the glory. Come together, spread love, reap the glory.
Spread love.
Spread love.
Spread love.
Spread love.
shall make you free.
Welcome to the Atheist Revival here on the Wednesday morning time slot on WFMU. Ken with you till 12 o'clock noon. And no, the Atheist Revival will not last 3 hours. This is from an old, stale list I made a long time ago and could never quite flesh it out. So I'll just play what I have on the list and a couple of other great suggestions that listeners are throwing in there. We just heard African Head Charge, Adrian Sherwood, and African Head Charge and him from Songs of Praise. And Chris McGregor's Brotherhood of Breath before that doing a Dudu Pukwana tune called Nick Tet. You know what a nick-tet is. It's like an octet, only all eight people are named Nick. This is from the Eclipse at Dawn record out on Cuneiform Records. And we heard William Parker doing a Curtis Mayfield tune live in Rome. Was that live in Rome? I thought it was live in Paris. But anyway, that was called This Is My Country by William Parker. And yes, Albert Eiler before that, New Ghosts from the vinyl reissue of his album, New Grass, lovingly reissued by Third Man Records. Mentioning record labels today only because I believe it's one of them Record Industry Association of America High Holy Weeks when we give credit to commercially released recordings so that they and the composers might get a check for a couple of bucks. We started off that set with Ruth Copeland and the original version of the song she wrote for Funkadelic. Actually, Parliament, I guess. I guess she actually wrote it for Parliament. The Silent Boatman, which I could not believe when I found out that Ruth Copeland wrote that song. And not only that, but that it was the first song she ever wrote and didn't think much of it until she played it for, I don't know, George Clinton or Bernie Worrell or somebody, and they raved about it and recorded it, of course, on their record Rhenium. And did such an amazing version of it. Parliament's version is better than Ruth's, but still, Ruth's version is pretty incredible. In the background, it's Glenn Lee on the steel guitar from the very first volume of Sacred Steel that came out on Chris Strachwitz's Arhuli record label. And Chris Strachwitz, one of the great American archivists of all time, musically speaking, just passed away. Lived to a good ripe old age, so that's nice. And man, did he put out and discover and